It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. There's going to be a sales tax issue coming up in August, during the August primary. How is that going to affect law enforcement or emergency services?
On August 1st, there will be a single ballot issue in the city of Parsons for a renewal of the current half-cent public safety sales tax. The vast majority of those revenues each year go to support police and fire operations. They go to training, purchasing new fire trucks, new police vehicle replacement, emergency equipment, the radio system, training. Those funds really provide the necessary big dollar resources and purchases to keep both police and fire operating beyond what the general fund budget of the city can sustain. It also allows us to continue to look at, you know, pay and benefit increases to retain police and firefighters. I mentioned, you know, a couple of times over the last 4 years, we've been able to make some incremental steps forward to make pay and benefits for both police and fire more competitive with our surrounding agencies. Neither the fire department nor the police department wants to continue to be a training ground for other agencies. And this sales tax helps us to make sure that we can retain the best of our employees for the long term and not have to continue to rebuild the police or the fire department. I've said numerous times, looking back over the past 25 years, both police and fire had not been competitive in retaining their employees. This sales tax has made it viable for us to start to be comparable and to change both police and the fire department from being training grounds to being career agencies where individuals are here for more than just 2 or 3 years, but they're here for 5, 10, 15, or 20.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.